case number 10047, James Schugert and George Dextrous, north of Route 54, east of Canvas Back Road, being lot 16, block D, section A, within Swan Keys Development. The variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Yes, my name is James Schugert. I live at 37166 Goldwater Way, and that's in Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Can you explain your request to the board, please?
Yes, sir. The property at 36984 Canvas Back Road in Swan Keys is located in Selbyville. It's a mobile home. I bought it in 1987. Prior to that, the home was placed on the lot in 1984 by the owner, and at that time it was heated by fuel oil. Mm-hmm. And on the left side of the building, there's a fuel oil tank. The community association requires that it be enclosed just so it looks nice. And it was enclosed in 1984. When I bought the property in 87, went through settlement, etc., nothing was said. And since that time till today, I maintained the structure. I think you have a picture of it there, I think. Mm-hmm. And last year, 2007, my son and I changed deeds and title on the property, where him and I now own the property. And we went through tunnel and razor, and we got it surveyed, et cetera, all the things that you do to go to settlement. And then I was notified that I was in violation, that apparently I had not gotten a variance for this structure that was built in 1984. I wasn't there in 84 to begin with, but I've been through three settlements since then, and this issue has never been raised. So when I was notified that I was in violation, I came in to see what I could do to get the variance. And I was told I was supposed to put down $400 to have a hearing to come here to request something that throughout the community is prevalent. Everybody that has a structure, and I have pictures in my phone if you'd like to see them, everyone that has a structure of that nature has to have it enclosed. It's always on that side of the building, too. So it encroaches on the 5-foot property line, I guess. So I'm here to request a variance for something that should have been done years and years ago.
Okay.
Would you say the structure? I'm sorry.
More coming? Are there more coming?
I'm sorry.
Like this? He says that there's more of them like that.
Well, I was told by the inspector that these variances have been granted.
We've approved them.
Throughout this.
Yes. But I didn't know if you were suggesting there were others that...
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting there are others in violation. I'm just saying that there are other structures that are pertinent to every establishment right there. And I took pictures of the four right next to me, the two next to me, and the two across the street. I mean...
So your argument would be that it wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood then?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
In fact, it's required by the neighborhood.
I understand.
Mr. Mills, almost everyone on that street has had a variance.
Right. I didn't know if this was something new coming.
Couldn't understand why it took 20-some years, though, to find it. And three settlements later, and three, I paid for three surveys over the last 20 years, because it's always been in my name, but I put it in my father's name one time, my brother's, and now my son's.
Could have been an oversight, or it could have been a different survey.
It could have been anything, but I don't know what it is. But I know I had to pay $400 to come here tonight to tell you.
Well, that's like why they waited so long. They wanted $400.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I'm sure.
But I am requesting a variance, and I appreciate your help.
Now we're ready. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No questions.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills, no questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10047, as we've granted many like variances on that street. It's a minimum variance to grant relief, and it's certainly not going to change the character of the neighborhood.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10047. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. Thanks.